بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. We were talking about how to build a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I told you, let us look around us and recognize the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are two ways to build a relationship with Allah, and both of these are based on the foundation of spending time on this. Please understand, anything instantaneous is usually problematic and not nice. There's nothing nice about instant coffee. Brewed coffee is far better. Right? Same thing with everything else. Instant, whatever, are usually full of trouble. So there is no instantaneous. You spend time because it is worth that time. Ask yourself this question. Really, my brothers and sisters, I think we need to ask ourselves some straightforward questions. Look ourselves in the eye and ask this question. They sound like dumb questions. You might say, well, this is a stupid question. I'm a Muslim. Why are you asking me to ask these questions? I have no problem. I'm sure you are a Muslim. I have no doubt about that, inshallah. My point is that we still need to ask these questions, because it's not a question of saying I'm Muslim or not. It's a question of how real is that belief of mine. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look in the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will check that, the temperature of the belief. And that is the reason why we need to make sure that that belief of ours, of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, our belief that Allahu Akbar, is real and it is true, and we actually believe that and we actually live by that. Because if that is not the case, then just saying it with our tongues is not going to help us. So let us make sure that we have this belief. Now, how to do that? As I told you, you need to spend time. So take some time out. Sit by yourself. Take a little bit of time. Take 10 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever. Sit by yourself. Throw away your phone and whatnot. No disturbance. Sit quietly and reflect on the glory and majesty of Allah. Just look around you and ask Allah, oh Allah, show me your signs, and Allah will show you his signs. Insha'Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show you his signs in ways that you cannot imagine. And you will recognize him, Jalla Jalaluhu. So spend time with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recognize the glory and majesty of Allah. Then read the Quran and see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about himself, and reflect on every single word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used. Understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's use of words in the Quran is not accidental. Every single word is weighed with meaning. Let us reflect on those words and think about those words and say, how does this apply to me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. Allah knows everything, and there is no one worthy of worship except Allah. How does it apply to me? Am I worshipping anyone other than Allah? Am I seeking help from anyone other than Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, عالم الغيب والشهادة. He knows everything. I cannot lie to him. I cannot say something and pretend something else. Allah knows what's in my heart. So what is in my heart? Ask yourself that question. I ask myself the same question. عَلِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seeing in my heart, which is ghaib for me, and what is shahada, which is visible in my actions? And of course, عَلِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ means also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is knowledgeable and knows about the unperceivable, about al-ghaib, and he knows whatever is visible and whatever exists in a material sense in this universe. Then هو الرحمن الرحيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he is the most merciful, the peak of mercy, and he is ar-rahim, which is the mercy which never ends, never declines. How does that apply to me in my life? Right? Let's just stick with this. This is enough, inshallah. Let us stick with this and say, well, how does that apply to me in my life? So this is the way. Think about that. Sit with that. As I told you, I am a great a believer in documentation. Sit with a pad and a pen and take notes and say, this is what Allah means to me. Write on top of the paper, what does Allah mean to me? And write a note to yourself and say, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means to me. Don't just write for the sake of writing. There's not a question of words. Don't worry about grammar and choice of words. Look at what is in your heart. Look at what is in your thoughts. Look at what do you feel actually. What do you believe, and write it down. Note that down. And then Once you are doing that, recognizing the signs of the glory and majesty of Allah, then spend time, pray tahajjud. As I told you many, many times, make tahajjud fard on yourself. Let not a single day in your life pass when you have not prayed tahajjud. Right? This was the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and it is one of his beautiful, one of the greatest of his sunnah. And it is the tool that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him in order to connect with him. Ya ayyuhal muzzammil qumil layla illa qalila. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, get up and stand in the night. Right? And this is the important, this is very, very important. Allah said, yes, we know it is difficult, but this is the best thing for you to understand the glory and majesty of Allah, to understand His kalam, and to build a connection with Him. So let us pray tahajjud without fail, without missing it any time, whether we are muqeem, whether we are musafir, whether we are staying here in your hometowns, or whether you are traveling, or whatever the case might be. Pray tahajjud every single day. Second thing to do to build the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to reflect on ourselves and say, what is it that I owe Allah? What are the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my life? How has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me? In what way has He blessed me? And then thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. And in that blessings, believe me, my brothers and sisters, don't just look for the chocolate ice cream. Everything is a blessing. A pain is a blessing, because the pain reminds you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For a lot of us, the only time we say Allah is when it pains. So it is our own fault, right? If you said Allah when you were very happy, maybe Allah would not have given you the pain to make you say that. So ask yourself and say, what should I say when there is pain? Alhamdulillah, the pain is also a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it reminds me of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And similarly, of course, all the good things, right? If something is, if conditions are bad, then alhamdulillah, we have sabr and we are rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a blessing. If conditions are good, we make shukr. So we are rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a blessing. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this. I am not saying it. He said it. He said how peculiar, and he meant that in a positive and beautiful sense. He said how wonderful and how peculiar, how ajeeb is the state of the Muslim. When there is difficulty, he has sabr and Allah rewards him. And when there is ease and when he has blessings, he asks, he makes shukr, he is thankful to Allah, and Allah rewards him. So, alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, and that is the position of the Muslim. So, think about, count, and again, same pattern pen, sit there and write down a list of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. List down what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you with. And thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala individually for each of those blessings. Right? Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, each of those blessings. Alhamdulillah, I am, if I live until October 20th this year, I will be 65. Just this year I discovered that I have arthritis, and it seems to be affecting both my knees, my right shoulder, and my back, lower back. I ask you to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for relief. But you know what, subhanAllah, I'm so grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, which is for 64 years plus, all these things worked fine. My knees were absolutely fine. I've climbed mountains. I've done rappelling. I've ridden horses. I've fallen off. I've gotten back on top. I've played polo. I have, I've hiked. I've walked miles and miles and miles. I've camped. Allah knows. I mean, I've stood on fishing boats, with my knees braced, not holding anything. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw me through all of this, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me, my dearest brother and friend Taqi will be listening to this, and he is witness to this. Not too many years ago, Taqi and I used to race up the huge stone staircase, which is in the outer circle of KBR Park, on the walking track in the outer circle of KBR Park. Taqi and I used to walk the whole thing around, which is about, I think 6 or 7 kilometers. And at the end, there's this big, long staircase, stone staircase. And Taqi and I used to race up that. And alhamdulillah, I would keep up with Taqi. I don't want to say I beat him in that race, but definitely he didn't beat me. I mean, I would be along with him. And Taqi, as far as I know, is, unless he grew quietly without my knowledge, he is at least 10 years younger than I am, right? Probably more than, close to 15 years younger than I am. Alhamdulillah. And those knees were fine. I mean, absolutely brilliant. Just now, only thing is that they're giving me a bit of pain. Alhamdulillah, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I say, Ya Allah, you kept me walking. I'm good. I'm able to pray. I'm able to bend down. I'm able to masajid. Alhamdulillah, I'm fine. Now, my point is, count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. Each and individual one. And as I told you, everything is a blessing. The problem with us is that we do not count blessings while they are there. And we become conscious of them only when they are gone, right? So I think of my knees when my knees are starting to give me pain, and I think of my eyesight when I have to now wear glasses to read as well as for long distance. Alhamdulillah. My point is, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that there are glasses. So nothing is okay. So now I wear glasses, and with my white beard, I think glasses are more appropriate anyway. So the point is that really do things, look, reflect on the glory and majesty of Allah, and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His blessings. This is what will give you trust and faith in Allah, and this is what will build your tawakkul, insha'Allah. And then you will be able to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a partner in your life. Factor Allah into the equation because He is in it anyway. Yeah, somebody said this. Factor Allah into the equation because He is in it anyway. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with you and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Wa salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.